If I took a little longer this time, forgive me, but I was most interested in what you have to say. Each time I come to you, it never ceases to amaze me how much your love and compassion for your fellow man has grown. To you, my dear friends, it has become part of this gathering together to give thanks, to ask for help for others, with little thought of yourselves.
Well, I think we'd all agree it's partly thanks to you.
We've had a good teacher, maybe.
I cannot do that. You have done that for yourselves. I perhaps have lightened your way, perhaps. But if it does not come from deep within, then it means nothing. And each one of you, my dear friends, glows brighter as time continues. I would like to welcome back our dear friend who has been absent for some time.
Thank you very much, sir.
At times you have been weary and asked for help on many occasions. But remember, my dear friend, help comes in many guises. It is not always so obvious to those in need. But we have never been far from you. And it is good to welcome you back into this room.
Thank you so much. I appreciate those words, and you're right. I sit on the edge of bed and thank everybody up there for thanking us. So.
Yes.
Including your good self, sir.
I thank you too. Now, as I have listened to those words, wishing comfort for others, and listening, of course, about the other planets, I think you would agree with me, my dear friends, that life now for you on this Earth planet seems quite insular when so many others exist.
Mm-hmm.
And having that knowledge, that understanding, can only help you with your own spiritual growth. And this is what is happening to each one of you. Maybe in your own way, in different ways, in your own time, but nevertheless, happening.
Kind of information.
Yes, in a way, it's a joy to have that awareness of other intelligences.
Yes. And you have already become aware of others who have disinformation. Mm-hmm. Yes. It all comes together, does it not?
Yes, mm-hmm. And insular is a nice and interesting word.
Yes.
And yes, I fancy we could be viewed by some others as peculiar.
I do not advocate that word.
We have things to learn on this planet, yes. But then it is a learning planet.
It always makes me laugh when the scientists say, well, they wonder if there's any intelligence out there, anything that might be comparable with us, thinking that we're the most intelligent, whereas we know that we're, of course, yes. The least.
Is there any intelligence in here?
Yes. We will not disenchant them. They also are working at their own rate. Mm. And I have to tell you that many who are walking that pathway are making great strides, mm-hmm. especially with the help of those in spirit. There is an age coming to you when your scientists will be much more open-minded. Because they cannot always deny what is placed before them.
I think actually it is beginning, isn't it? Certainly some of the scientists are beginning to say, well, actually, we're actually not sure anymore. They may not actually be totally in agreement, but they are hovering yes. a little bit, so that's a good start.
They are finding their own proof, as they call it. Mm. Yes, that is the pathway they will take. There has always been, throughout your many ages, people of science who have been far ahead of others, but always have been cried down for their views. This has always been and will continue to be for some time to come. But my dear friends, I wish to say to you this time that we feel that progress has started slowly, slowly, but we have that first footstep on the ladder of knowledge.
That's good to hear.
Yes. It may not seem much to you, but I can assure you, my dear friends, that it is so. Do we have any questions at this time?
I don't know anything about this subject, but I would love to know the people who are studying this mysterious thing we call dark matter out there that's supposed to be keeping things organized. I do hope, I pray that they are getting help from you as well, because that seems to be a big puzzle. It would be nice to know what this dark matter consisted of.
Dark matter.
I'm sorry, it's a word that we're using, yes. We don't know what it is.
You say it is keeping everything in order. That is not true. It is part of order. It does not keep things in order. It is part of the whole. And yes, there are many areas of existence in not only this universe, but in many of them, that you will never fully understand. And it is not, I feel, wise at this particular time to delve quite so deeply. But I understand.
There's probably only one would understand it, sir, and at least it by the right of you. The rest of us would be, oh, and this gentleman. And the rest of it over our head.
Yes. Our dear friend of words, yes. He is our thinker in this group.
I'm aware there's a search for a particle that confers mass.
Yes.
And it has been lightly named the God particle, which I felt was rather nice.
Yes. Are not all particles God particles? You are a particle. You are a particle. You are all part of what we term a God. But you know, to me, that word God does not mean quite the same thing. But I do understand what you speak of, my dear friend. And of course, throughout time, and eons of time to come, there will always be mysteries. Remember, you will never fully understand the order and life of all existence. Never. Never. But I do not want you to stop seeking for these things. Because in that seeking, you are wider opening your minds to what is there. That is what is important.
Yes.
Not the finding of anything else, but finding yourselves.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, how we see ourselves and how we fit into the equation, if I could put it like that.
Yes, that is a good expression.
Mm.
Yes, that is more important.
Mm.
Oh, I have a question. Could I ask a question?
Yes, please.
We recently there has been talk about orbs of light which are showing themselves on photographs taken by digital cameras.
Yes.
And there are a few people who claim that they are, they show angelic presence, these orbs of light.
Yes.
Could you comment on that?
Angelic presence has the power to recreate themselves in any form.
Mm-hmm.
We have spoken quite extensively
mm-hmm.
on angels and such.
Mm-hmm.
Angels, as I have explained to you, are beings who have never materialized on this earth plane.
Mm-hmm.
The others that are called angels are in fact helpers and people who have come from this world.
Mm.
True angelic beings can take any form.
Right.
Therefore, within those orbs of light, of course, there can be seen angelic beings.
Mm-hmm. Right, thank you.
Is that helpful to
you? Yes, In fact, I have read that they have been identified as guardian angels, angels and also loved ones, I think, who've passed on, just passed the spirit.
Loved ones passed are not angelic beings.
Well, not angelic beings.
Although you human beings are inclined to call them such.
Yes, but they have identified them not only as angelic
yes.
beings.
But as people from this yes. world. Yes. Yes, of course it is. All yes. things are possible.
Yes.
On that score, earlier on in the spring, there was a blackbird that was in the garden with me, and I felt a real bond with this blackbird, and it had absolutely no fear of me at all. I was digging a big hole, and I said, come on in, hurry up if you want the worms, come on, hurry up. And it'd go down in the hole, and it'd get the worms, and it'd come back. And then I didn't see it for quite some time, and it came back again, and it just sat on the side, and it didn't want anything, and it got itself all cozy and fluffed up, and was just sitting there. And I really felt that this blackbird had come back to say thank you for helping it, to you know, because it was obviously feeding its young. And then it went away, and I didn't see it anymore. In fact, I did feel that it was somebody I knew, and you said people come back in different guises. Would you be able to tell me actually if it was anybody I knew?
If the bond was strong and the feeling of the knowing was there, then of course there was a connection. Remember that energy can be transmuted
yes.
By those in our world. If that is the way to catch someone's attention, then it will be used in that way.
Yes. Yes, I didn't know who it was. I felt it might have been a grandparent,
no.
but I did feel
always go by that inner knowing.
Yes.
That inner voice which will never lie to you.
So it was then.
And I believe the true angels have various job descriptions. I think that is an expression that you have used in the past, segment.
Yes, of course. We have spoken about angels. But I hope I have reaffirmed for you some of these points.
Thank you.
Could I also, this is the doubter speaking again, on planet Glom, Eileen said, this is your control, said that I had said that although this being was using mind projection, I actually felt coldness. And Eileen said, well, if this person, this being was using my mind, then it wouldn't have affected my body. Could you just comment on that, please?
Yes, if mind projection is being used, there should be no feeling of coldness or anything else within the physical body.
No.
You only feel those sensations when someone from our world is close or wishes to utilize your physical being. That is when. So it may be that someone was using you closely at the same time as the mind projection was being used also.
Ah, right. Well, that would make it... Yes, I'd like to clarify everything. Thank you.
I know you are a doubter, friend.
So it could have been help being given to one using the mind projection.
It may have been one close protecting the instrument. Yes.
Thank you.
Could I ask another question?
Yes.
My daughter, who's young, she's only 9, I feel that she may be developing some clairvoyance at the moment because she's seen some lights in broad daylight in a very light room. She also thought she saw a car without a driver today driving, which I have been told is, you know, is possible to see something from another dimension.
Of course.
Could you comment? Because she does have a nervousness at night sometimes, which it's not every night, but I wonder if this is because of a developing clairvoyance.
It is developing clairvoyance, and she needs you, my dear friend, to reassure her that what she experiences is not unusual.
Right.
It may be for some in this world, but as far as spirit goes, it is not unusual. It is a gift that should be encouraged.
Right, I will try to do that. And she does.
But not to be fearful.
No. She is very fearful at night sometimes.
Yes.
Is this because she's seeing and hearing?
She is sensing.
Sensing, yes.
Yes.
Right, so I will have to keep her with me sometimes if it's too much for her, because I can't seem to reassure her that it's normal. She becomes very upset at the idea that there's another presence in the room.
Just allow things to be normal for her.
Okay.
It is not always necessary to use words,
okay,
but to give comfort.
Okay, yes.
When she feels reassured by your comfort, then
she will settle.
But also help her to ask for her own protection.
Yes.
Which can be in the form of a child's prayer to her own angels of protection.
Yes, yes. Because I think last year she did experience something which was a little frightening.
Yes.
And I think that's when this nervousness began.
Yes. But keep the communication
channels
open. But allow her to be the instigator of it.
Right. She does show remarkable psychological insight for a child of her age. And I think she must be very sensitive.
Yes.
Is that must be.
It is her sensitivity.
Yes.
It is part of growing. It is part of that clairvoyance
that she has.
Mm. Most children have the ability, but the extra sensitive child is usually the one we try to influence.
Yes.
But she must feel happy in her life here.
Yes, of course. Yes. Yes. Well, I can certainly keep reassuring her that, I mean, she's very happy if she sees something in the daytime.
Yes, it is.
Just I need to have work on the nighttime.
Yes, I would urge you just some patience.
Yes.
Allow time.
Yes.
And allow her to speak when she needs to.
Mm. And I think my son also has this ability, has shown it at times, so But at the moment, it's not worrying him. But I think he also has abilities in that way, doesn't he?
You will find, as children grow older, they will go one pathway or another.
Yes.
Life will either take them to the materialistic side of life, or they will continue down the path of spirit.
Yes.
Which, of course, is ideal.
Of course.
But many children will outgrow these things.
Yes, of course, yes.
Well, I guess they have these little fears, and they need to address those fears.
As any adult within this room would be fearful, I cannot tell you not to be fearful.
No.
But when it is quiet and dark, and that is time we can come more easily to you, that is when the human being becomes fearful.
Mm.
So it is something to be worked at slowly.
Yes.
Yes, I imagine it's difficult sometimes for a child to address those fears.
Yes, that is why it is helpful if you had an adult who could see the same things.
Mm.
And that also brings comfort to the child.
I have seen quite a lot of things, so I'm able to, I can share with her to some extent, but I won't always necessarily see the same at the same time.
No, you will not. But just continue to reassure her.
Yes, yes.
Make her feel she is not different in any way.
Mm.
That it is something she should cherish.
Yes, yes, I certainly will.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I will try to arrange some comfort for her.
Oh, thank you very much.
At night.
Mm. Thank you so much.
There's a lad whose mother's at the tennis club. I think he's 13, but he's got a mental age of about 7. And he's got autism. They think it's autism. He's got a few things that aren't quite normal, in our sense normal. His mother says he goes into sort of his own world. And then suddenly he'll say, and it was some time ago since she told me this, I can't remember the exact words, but something like, he'll sort of say, Britain is great. And then his mother said, well, why do you say that? And he said, well, it brings me back to life. And it made me wonder that if maybe he is actually more in spirit and not so much he goes into spirit he's sort of close with spirit whilst he's in these sort of vacant moods. Would that be right?
Yes. When the mind is withdrawn within oneself, that is when you are closer to your spirit self. So yes, that would explain the child's behavior.
Right, thank you. Yes, his name's Samuel Hillman. I don't know if he lives in I think Churchcrook or Fleet anyway.
It matters not who the child is. Think of them as spirit and what is happening. And in many conditions where people are fearful for others, they are being cared for by the spiritual aspect of themselves.
So
that is why you can never judge.
No. But is that why he says he's coming back to life? Because he realizes perhaps that he is sort of
sadly aside. It would be an expression of the re-entry into physical life.
Yes.
It would be a spiritual understanding that he has.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Yes, thank you for that.
Now, my dear friends, as always, I have enjoyed your questions, enjoyed being here with you.
We have enjoyed your answers.
Yes,
and the much love that you bring for each other. I feel that this time, and whilst we have our dear lady friend with the beautiful voice to finish perhaps on a little journey, if she is so willing to do. So, my dear friends, I will leave you now.
Could I just mention, Robin, that we mentioned last time?
Yes.
He would be able to come along next week. Would that be reasonable for you?
I will endeavor to be here for you. I said I would, and I will.
Wonderful. He will much appreciate that, I know. Thank you.
I leave my love with you, those who are here and those who are absent. So until we come together once again, I will take my leave of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.